Gospel music is built on bedrock tunes like Thomas Dorsey's The Old Ship of Zion, sung in 1948 by Narsalis McKissick.
You better put them hands together and act like you know a bit.
Contemporary singers like Kirk Franklin are exploring the edge of black gospel music. St. Paul gospel singer Thelma Buckner likes both sounds, but admits she has to adjust her gospel antenna for the newer music.
I have to listen really close to find out if it is gospel, and then finally down, way down about three or four lines in the song, it's talking about God, or it's saying something about religion.
Thelma Buckner, the preacher's daughter, is also a minister. On many Sundays, she's at the grand piano half an hour before the service begins at her church, Gospel Temple in St. Paul. Wearing a white dress, a broad-brimmed white hat on her head, Buckner warms up the churchgoers. Then, one by one, she invites members to step forward and join the church's band, three guitars, drums, and an organ. Linda Collier's backup vocalists are her daughters. Thelma Buckner says in her church, as in many black churches, gospel music is an essential part of the service.
Gospel music, we just don't have church without gospel music. Gospel has the swing that we need. And the rock, you know.
Thelma Buckner met Thomas Dorsey in Minneapolis 30 years ago. He was performing and guest conducting a church choir where she was a soloist. Buckner was self-conscious about her piano playing, thinking that she wasn't good enough to play in public until she saw Dorsey accompanying the choir.
And he played with his two index fingers. Two fingers! And that inspired me to play in front of anybody. I don't care how great a musician you are. Hey, if Tommy Dorsey can get away with hitting with just two fingers, I can work all 10 of my fingers on the keyboard.
Thomas Andrew Dorsey was born July 1899 in Villa Rica near Atlanta, Georgia, the son of a Baptist minister. His mother was an accomplished organist. He gained fame as show business piano player Barrel House Tommy, then later Georgia Tom. In 1983, when Dorsey was 84, he talked about his blues fame and one of his big hits, How Can You Have the Blues, sung by Kansas City Kitty.
I was one of the great blues men that traveled the country over with Ma Rainey and many of the great singers and got great money for it.
Mama, are you
here? And I've written, you know, in the band and blues business, I wrote over 300.
In 1930, Dorsey returned to his religious roots and composed gospel tunes. Thelma Buckner says at first, church members did not warm to his compositions.
The church people resented him because he was a blues musician and didn't want to for years to accept his religious music. And church people, church people sometimes it's hard to get along with. We good church folks have a hard time accepting things that we're not used to. And Tommy had a little problem for a while. But he kept on. He was just persistent in it.
Gracious Lord, I love your name.
Dorsey's best-known composition is Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Late in life, he sang it at a national gospel convention. Inspiration for the song came from a family tragedy. Dorsey was on a national tour in 1930 when he got a call from Chicago that his wife had died in childbirth, Thelma Buckner.
The baby lived, and he got there to see that baby. And 2 days after the baby died, and Tommy was one torn up, distraught man. And he sat to the piano where he can somehow or another get some relief and started playing and singing, "Precious Lord." It just came to him. "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand.
Precious Lord, I want you to take my hand.
Gospel music composer Thomas Dorsey died in 1993 at age 94. His songs are a staple of Sunday morning services in thousands of American churches. There are many memorable performances of "Take My Hand, Precious Lord," including one in 1968 by the late Marianne Williams. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.